Florida State University fills in the gap by helping researchers turn their projects into commercial products. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Florida State University Biomedical Research Assistant Professor Ava Binkovich could be on the verge of a medical discovery. She's in the process of developing a drug compound that could reduce the damage caused by a vascular blood-related injury.
We all have hemoglobin in our bodies. It's a molecule that helps us carry oxygen, so it's essential for our survival. During bleeding events, hemoglobin is released and breaks down, and hemin is basically a breakdown product of hemoglobin. And so in high levels, it's very, very toxic and kills cells.
At Florida State's College of Medicine, Binkovich is trying to develop a peptide that would remove the hemin from the injury, preventing cell death and increasing the chances for a full recovery. And she's getting very close with the help of FSU's Grant Assistant Program, or GAP Award.
We're really grateful for the GAP funding. It truly enabled us to carry out this project and make progress.
The goal of the GAP Awards is to help move innovative discoveries like this one from the lab space to the commercial marketplace. Funded by the FSU Research Foundation, this is actually Binkovich's second GAP award.
The GAP funding is really essential because these projects are considered really high-risk, high-reward projects. It's not easy to get funding in the early stages of a discovery.
For the second phase of her research, Binkovich will be doing what's known as cell culture, which involves testing her peptide in a real-life setting to see if the product lives up to its promise.
Which one of them would be the best candidate?
If she succeeds, her therapeutic drug could be used across a broad spectrum.
Starting with stroke, traumatic brain injury, and really any injury that involves bleeding.
It will also expand the window of time patients have to seek treatment for their injury beyond just a few hours.
Starting with stroke, for example, where patients they make it to the hospital might be administered this product, and if it's administered within what we think is going to be 24 hours, the chances for the patient's survival and full recovery are going to be much higher.
It's a little surreal for Binkovich as she takes it all in. Born and raised in Poland, Binkovich was drawn to science at a young age and had plans to attend medical school once she came to the United States. But as fate would have it, she seems to have the best of both worlds now.
There was no medical school where we were at, so in a sense, going into a biophysics program was my second choice, but I've really enjoyed it. So in some ways, I'm kind of back to the starting point. I am at a medical school contributing in maybe ways that are different than I originally anticipated, but hopefully in ways that will be productive and will positively impact a large number of individuals.
Ava Binkovich is clearly on the right path, and we look forward to seeing her product change countless lives in the near future. Five other distinguished projects also received a GAP award. You can read more about them on our website, news.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.